This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump became the first sitting U.S. president to enter North Korea on Sunday, stepping across the border during a meeting at the demilitarized zone with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. AP's Ben Thomas has a report.
President Trump has just walked across the demarcation line that made him the first U.S. president to visit our country.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un speaking to a translator at the demilitarized zone after President Trump took 10 steps into the north alongside him.
Stepping across that line was a great honor. A lot of progress has been made. A lot of friendships have been made, and this has been in particular a great friendship.
The exchange of pleasantries turned into a 50-minute meeting and an agreement to revive talks on North Korea's nuclear program. Trump later telling reporters,
Speed is not the object. We want to see if we can do a really comprehensive, good deal.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Asked about the president's visit on Sunday, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer criticized Trump's friendly overtures with the North Korean leader.
To say that Kim Jong-un is his friend when this is a man who uses anti-aircraft guns to assassinate his enemies is just disgraceful.
The Taliban and the United States are both said to be making serious efforts to finish a draft text that could lay the groundwork for a political settlement to the 18-year-long war in Afghanistan. This is the seventh round of talks and a dialogue that spans nearly a year. The opening day for these talks was Saturday. The spokesman for the Taliban team told VOA the talks are expected to continue for the next several days. They primarily focused on guarantees the Taliban would not allow insurgent-controlled Afghan territory to be used for international terrorism. In return, U.S.-led NATO troops would withdraw from Afghanistan. You can find more on these and other stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News.